just a couple of minutes more, then we can start. So how did you find the relational algebra? All those operations and everything you saw last time, how did you find it? It's difficult? Yeah. It looks until you do some practice problems. Otherwise it's not. I mean, there is so much difficulty, similarity between relational algebra and SQL you are going to do. So once you will have enough practice of relational algebra and enough practice of SQL, you can see one-to-one. Only the notations are different. Okay, just a minute more. Till I start, please try to see from the blackboard. If you have computer, the tables which we are using in this particular lecture. So try to understand those tables and the relationship between those tables. Because before solving these, you need to understand this. Either from here, you can understand how they are related, or after a couple of slides, there is data also inside this table, but I am not opening that because maybe it's not so readable here, right? But here the relationship between the tables is not that clear. You need to identify yourself. But here, just familiarize yourself with these tables and the relationship. Which attributes are where and how they are related between this. Because to answer those practice questions, you need to visualize first this. Right? So basically we have employee, department, project, and which employee is working on which department, we get from that end of that attribute. At the end, that it shows us which employee works for that department number. So department number is there which relates with the primary key of the department table. So this is the way we can relate these two. Additionally, which employee works on which project, that is here in works on table. So this is the list of project, that is the list of employees. And this is which employee work for which project. It's here. And the locations, because a department can exist in many locations, so it's in different table again. The department number, and for the same department, there may be multiple locations. We will see with the data, it will be more clear. And this is about the dependence, which was the weak entity, if you remember, during the conceptual modeling. So the employee social security number along with the dependent name makes up the key here. And what else is remaining? Nothing is remaining. If you want to familiarize yourself with the data, if you can read. You see here, this what I was talking about. The department number 5 is situated in 3 different locations. So that's why we have made a separate table, not having the location in the department table itself. And here you can see for the same employee, there are 3 dependents. So this is here, right? Now, the question was, many of you wondered why we are doing this relational algebra. I don't know how much you have started working on the SQL. I have just little bit of idea. But in most of the queries, if you try to solve and try to make the SQL command for the problems, usually we don't deal with it in one go. We try to divide it into small parts and then try to figure out the solution of each small part. You haven't reached that stage in SQL yet, but you will reach that stage soon. So how relational algebra helps us, because you will see when we will solve each of these queries, you need to do many steps one after another to solve one problem. And doing some practice of relational algebra prepares you for that process of SQL. Because there you can write in one sentence, one SQL statement, the solution all at once. But still mentally, you need to visualize that how I can divide it, what will happen next, how I will join, what I need to select, what I need to project. So you need to do that mentally. And relational algebra helps you to achieve that. Because here we do it step by step. So the same process you can apply then to SQL. Divide the problem into smaller parts and then try to think of the solution in that way. So this will, and we will at the same time see, when we will solve this, we will see the relational algebra solution and at the same time SQL solution. How similar and different are they? So it will prepare you better for SQL. Otherwise, if you are learning one, if you are learning SQL, there is no need for actually relational algebra, because it's not working on any actual computerized database. Here the tables are all physical and you are applying those operations and imagining what can be the solution. So it's all on the paper. So there is no computerized as such. SQL, you have the advantage that you run and you can see those because it is inside the computerized system, right? So let's try with the first one, the easiest one. We need to retrieve only the names of employees in department number 5 who are working in department number 5 and whose salary is more than 20,000. So it is saying about the names of employees we need to retrieve, but only those employees, not all the employees, only those employees whose department number is 5 and whose salary is greater than 20,000. Now see, is all this information available in single table or do you need to join more than one table? You need department number 5 only. You need where the salary. So you need the department column, you need the salary column, and you need to print the names, first name and last name. Is everything in single table or do you need to join more than one table to solve this query?
Everything is in
employees. So in for this particular question, everything is in the single table. So we don't need join, right? That's the first step. Now what we need to do, the first thing is we need to know what is your table which you are using. So that is your table which you are going to use, right? Now what you are going to do, you need to select some specific rows, right? Where the department number is 5 and where the salary is greater than 20,000. You can apply both the condition in one step or you can use two separate steps to do one after another. Let's try one after another and then we will see how we can combine that. Okay? So what you are going to do, if you want a horizontal subset, which operation we use? In relational algebra, we have projection, right? Do you remember from last time? This was projection, which takes the vertical subset. It helps you to take which columns you want to print. But all the rows will be returned if you are taking the projection. The second one was selection, right? This was the next, which help you to select some of the rows which satisfies the condition you have given, right? So that is the second one. And then we saw many other Do you remember the join with the condition? This was later. And then there was the group function and the group by operator, etc. So for now, we just need these two, right? So what we are going to do? We will select it and we will say where department number is equal to 5. And we will put it in a, for example, result 1. Now, if we will apply this, what will happen? Let's assume some data. I cannot show you there. So, there are many. This is your employee table. And we have social security number and many other columns. We have salary. And we have many other, and we have department number. The data is not same as before. Suppose this is the data. When this operation will happen in the result 1 table, automatically this will return a relation. So automatically in the result 1, what will be the output? It will take the horizontal subset. Horizontal subset, that means all the columns, but only those rows where the condition is true. And our condition is department number is 5. So it will take this and this will be our result 1. Next, what we are going to do? On result 1, we are going to use another condition because that was our question, that salary should be greater than 20,000. Let me change one of the salary. Okay. Right? And we are putting it into result 2. What will be the result 2? In this case, on result 1, we are trying to take the selection where the salary is greater than 20,000. So here the salary is 20,000. So this will come in result 2. Here it is not. This will not come. Here it is. Here it is. So basically result 2 will have 3 rows. But all the columns again. Right? So this will be our result 2. So now we basically got those employees who has department number 5 as well as salary greater than 20,000. Right? 3 rows satisfying both the condition. But do we want to print all the columns? What was the question about? It says only the names. Right? So now what we have to do? We have to take the vertical subset because we don't want all the columns. So which operations we are going to use? Projection, right? And that projection will be on result 2. And we will take the projection first name, middle name and last name. Sorry, it's gone there. And that will be our final result. Right? So what it is going to do? The rows are already selected by first two operations. And instead of every column, suppose these are the names. So what it is going to do? From the result 2, it will take a vertical subset, suppose these are the names, for those three, and that will be returned to us as a final result. Now, instead of writing these three, there is nothing wrong in writing like that. But you can write one single statement also. How? You can say, instead of these three, you can say employee . So in one selection statement, you can write select department number is equal to 5 and at the same time salary should be greater than 20,000 from employee table. And then whatever is the result, basically the result of this is combination of these two. So we are doing both steps at the same time. So conditions are joined by AND or OR. So here we want both the condition to be true, that's why we have joined with AND. If we wanted one of the condition to be true, then we will join with OR. The same mathematics rules are applying here. And then you can take the projection. So the same one you have done, just you keep on putting the brackets and keep on putting. So basically we start from the inner one, we selected the table, we applied this condition, whatever is the result, we are taking the projection and that is our result. So instead of doing it step by step, we can do it in one go also. Let's see how do we do this in SQL. You have seen the select statement yet? Yes. So let's see how do we do it in the selection in, did you see the where clause already? Okay. So which table that we put it in the from? Which table we are getting? From employee. Where condition, if we want to take the horizontal subset where we want only some rows to return depending on our condition, that we put in the where clause. So we will write department number is equal to 5 and salary is greater than 20,000. Okay, so the selection here is same as where in SQL. So where clause helps us in selecting those rows which are which satisfies the condition we have given after the where clause. So here we have one, this is our condition 1, this is our condition 2 joined by AND. And we don't want, if we will write select star, all of the columns will come, but that's not we want. So projection is done with the help of select clause. Now can you see 1-to-1? Whatever list we write after select, that is equivalent to projection operation in relational algebra. Whatever we write after the from, that is the table name which we write inside here. Right? And whatever we say in the where clause, it is equivalent to the selection operation here. So you can work out the solution one by one and then we can do in the SQL. So it's much easier in SQL than in relational algebra, but relational algebra helps us in seeing the step-by-step process, which we cannot see in SQL. So sometimes it is helpful to do step-by-step. Once we are okay with that process, then we can move to SQL. Okay, let's see the second one. There is some problem. I didn't read it before. And I'm sure this will be there on the blackboard as well, because this is the one I uploaded there. So we need the names and address of all employees who work for research department. So we know their department name, but we don't know the department number. So we want to get the names and the address of all employees who work for the research department. Now, go back to this. It's too much going back. Okay. See there how you are going to do it. See where is the research department. Can it be solved with one table? Or do you need more than one table? We need employee and department both. Because in the employee table, although we know the department number, but we don't know what is the name of the department. So department name is here. So some of the part is here, some of the part in there. So what do we need to do in that case? You need to join them. How can you join these two tables? How do we join those two tables? With the equality of common column. And common column is department number. Although the name may seem different, it's department number there, D node there, and it's department number here. But that's the common column. Let's try to do this. How we will do it? Is it too much on Friday afternoon? We all are looking forward to the weekend, right? Aren't we? It should be. I mean, I'm sure you might be thinking, okay, when she's going to stop speaking so that we can go home and forget about all the courses. I'm sorry, in how many minutes? Still, we have more than 1 hour. Then I'll stop speaking. Okay. All right, so let's do it. How can we join? What is the join operator? You remember? This way we do. Relation 1, that is the table 1. Relation 2. And here is our join condition. Right? This is the way we do the join in relational algebra. First we are discussing the relational algebra. Then I'll come to the SQL equivalent statement. Equivalent SQL statement. This happens when you are too tired from whole week. You don't know what you are speaking. Putting words anywhere, even if it doesn't make any sense. All right. Okay. So here what we are doing? We are joining the employee table with department table. Oh, it's full name. And what is our joining condition? Department number of left side, department number of employee table should be equal to department number of department table. Right? So this is the way we are joining, and that will be our result 1. Let's see how this join works. Did we discuss about how the join work when we were discussing about relational model? No. Okay. I'm not going to put that data. I'm going to put my imaginary data so that it will be easier. Let me do it here. So suppose this is our employee table. So, let's see how does it work. So it will have, the result will have all the columns which are present there in the employee table as well as all the columns which are present in the department table. So the result will look something like this, right? I'll take a photo for distant students. Okay, so we are joining on this condition. Just remember this. So first, the first row from the employee table will be taken. So this is our row. This is the department number and we are joining on the equality of these two columns. So it will take this value and it will look for this value in the department number column of department table. So this is the value here and the result will come because as soon as the value is found in the second table, the result will be returned in the result. So the first row 1 with department number 10 with the department name research will appear in the result. Right? Now let's see the second. The same thing will work for this. This is 10. It will look for value 10 in the second table because this is our joining condition. So department number value should be equal to one of the values here. So it will look for that value and that will come here also again. Now the third row will be taken. Here the department number value is 20. And that value is same as here. So that will be returned in the result. And similarly for employee number 4, again for working for department number 20, department number 20 exists in the department number department table. So that will also be returned in the result. But what about the last row? We have employee number 5 whose department number is 30. The system will try to look for department number 30 here, but there is no department number 30. So it will not be returned in the result. Similarly, there is a department here, but there is no employee for that department. So that will also not be returned because we are doing a normal join. If we want these rows to return in our result for which there is no matching department or for which there is no matching employee, then we need to use outer join. You might remember from Wednesday lecture, outer joins, right? So in normal join, only those rows from both table returns where there is a matching value in the other one. Okay? So only those four rows will be returned. And now we can do the other stuff on this join. We got the join. Now, do we want all the employees? We only want employees who are working in whose department name is research. So what we are going to do next? So we will do the selection operation. So on result 1, we will select, because this is our result 1 now. Both the join we have put inside result 1. So this is our result 1. So on result 1, we are taking the selection and we are saying where department name is equal to research. Whenever the column is character or varchar type, you need to put the value inside quotes. That is true for SQL also. In the earlier query, we make the comparison with numeric values. So that's why those quotes were not required. But in this case, the department name has character values, alphabetic values. So we need to put that in, the constant we need to put it in quotes. So this will be our result 2. And if we apply this to our result 1, what will be the, which rows will return? So we are only selecting the rows where the department name is research, and this will be our result 2, right? So now we will get a relation like this, and these two will be gone. So this is our result 2. Now, do we want to print all the details of the employee? We just want the name and address. So we need to take the projection. So the projection on result 2. Right? And what is our projection? First name, middle name, last name, and address. And this is our final result. Sorry, I cannot show you the projection here because I didn't write those columns. But those columns are here. So we are taking the projection finally, which are somewhere here. So this is our final result. Okay? So first name, middle name, last name, address, projection from result 2, that is our final result. And how can we write this in SQL? How do we join in SQL? Did you do the joins yet? Not yet. Should I confuse you or shouldn't I confuse you? I should? Okay. All right. So forget about what we want to select first. Leave it. First table, which one we are taking? Employees. Right? And then we need to first join it with the other table. The clause for joining is inner join, because this is not outer join, this is inner join. So in SQL we call it, MySQL we call it inner join. So this table will be joined with which table? Sorry. Because in SQL, I think the table we have created is employees. I don't remember right now. You need to check what is the name of the table. So select first from employee, join it with department table, but we need to specify the join condition. What is join condition? So you write on, and either you need to write full name, so you can give a new name to your tables. I am calling the first table with E, temporary name for now, just for this query. And second table I am calling with the name D instead of writing the whole department. And our joining condition is that employee table's department number should be equal to department table's D number. Right? Is that clear, or should I write the full name? It's same, right? We gave a new name. It's the nickname we have given to the tables. So this is our join condition. What we are selecting at the end? First name. Please check whether the tables in SQL has the same column names or there are some difference. If there is some difference in the name which I am writing, because I am taking the names from here, it's not exactly maybe in HR. We created the HR database. We have employee, department, everything there, but I am not sure exactly the name of the columns. So please check before running this. Last name and address. So this we are selecting. What is left? We joined, we took the projection, but this will give us all the rows. The first name, middle name, last name, address of all the rows after this join. So we forgot one where here. So where will be? Here at the end. So we are joining, we are taking the selection, and then we are printing. So what was this? Yeah. D dot department name should be equal to research. What I am doing? Yeah, research. All is become. Okay. Usually we don't need to give the name of the table before name of the attribute. But sometimes when you are joining, there may be two columns with the same name. Here the department number is different, but it's a possibility that the department number here also called Dino and there also called Dino. And if you want to do something, you need to specify which Dino, which table's Dino. Otherwise system gets confused and it can give you an error. So it's better to write a alias before that. For example, in this case, it's not necessary to specify the which table this column is coming from, because department name is only available in department table and system will understand that. But there is no harm in specifying, okay, that which table it is coming from. So this is your join in this case and in that case. Is this time for break? You people are moving and shaking. Still we have 8 minutes. Let's think about the third query. We may not do the third query before the break. Actually, third one you can do. It's very simple. Actually, I didn't see that second and third are so similar. Second should be third and third should be second. See what we are doing in the third one? Find the employee details and the department name. So how the third will look like? without the where clause, whatever we are doing, it's the same, right? So we want every employee details, name, and the name and the department name they are working in. So what is extra in this second one? This part is extra. You need to join both of them and then you need to take the projection. So if you take out this, it will make the same thing. Or in case of SQL, where is the duster? Okay. Take out the where. You need to join both of them. And you need the names of the employees as well as their department name. So you want all employees. So there is no need for selection. So there is no where clause needed. This second one is not needed. Let's take a break. Then we will. Is there any question regarding the third one?
Yeah, could you select the DNA from the
join? No, but it is selecting actually from the join of these two. But that will be much better if we write here E dot this, E dot this, E dot this, and D dot this. It will be more clear if we write in this way, even in the select, that which table, which column is coming from. So we are just joining, and for all the employees, we are taking that. No where is needed, and similarly, this is not needed. So it is actually one step before the second problem. So second, third are very, very similar. In the second one, we went one step further, that we only selected them who are working in a particular department. Here we are selecting all of them. Let's take a break and then we will continue. Please be back at 1:10, 1:13:10. All right, so before the break, we were discussing about practice problem 3. So in practice problem 3, what we are doing? We want every employee who is working in any department, the details of the employee as well as the department name. Because of the department name is present in the department table, you need to first join. So they will be joined like this. And here we don't want any specific employees, we want all the employees. So we are just joining, no need for selection, and then we are taking the projection, employee name as well as the department name. And that is the equivalent SQL statement without any where clause, because we don't need any selection. Right? Now let's come to the fourth one. In the previous one, include those employees also who do not work in any department. Like I said before, when we join, only those employees come, or only those departments come where there is a matching value in other. So for example, employee number 5, who was working in department number 30, who is working in department number 30, will not return in a normal join, because there is no department number 30 in the department table. So there is no matching value in the second table. So that's why it will not be returned. But if we want such rows also to be returned in our result, then we need to use a special type of join, and that is called outer join. And outer join has three different types. Left outer join, which is used when you want all the result which is coming in normal join, as well as the rows in the left table which doesn't have matching in the right table. So in that case, the employee number 5 will also come. So that is left outer join. Another one is right outer join. So right outer join is, you want all the results which will come in normal join, as well as those rows from the right table for which there is no matching in the left table. So in that case, department number 40 will also appear, which doesn't have any employees working for it. So that is right outer join. And then finally, in relational algebra, we also have full outer join, which is all the rows which are coming in the normal join, as well as any row from the left table, as well as any row from the right table which doesn't have matching with each other. Right? But in this question, what outer join will be required? Left outer join, because we want those employees to also return in our result that doesn't have any department. Right? So in relational algebra, how do we present it? There are symbols. This is our left outer join. This is right outer join. And this is full outer join. Right? In MySQL, we have left outer join, we have right outer join, but we don't have any full outer join. It doesn't exist in MySQL. So here where you have written inner join, you write left outer join or right outer join, and there is no full outer join. Okay? So for the practice problem 4, we need to take left outer join. And once this will be executed, what will be our result here? That employee number 5 will also come, right, with all the details, working in department number 30. Now we don't have any matching value, so what will be filled here? Because there is no department, so it will be null here, right? So if we take the left outer join, if we take the right outer join, then this will not come. I am just showing it is not needed for practice problem. Then this will not come and this will come. What is headquarter? And because we don't have any value here, because there is no employee, here we will have null. So in case of right outer join, this will come. In case of full outer join, both will come. Right? Is that clear? But for now, we are just taking the left outer join. So only this will come. Right? And then we are taking the result. So everything else is same. Only instead of this join, we are using the normal join. We are using the left outer join. So this will be the result, and then we are taking the projection, the names as well as the department name, just like the previous query. How we will do in here? We will do it. Instead of inner join, we will use left outer join. Sometimes in short form, you can also write left join. It also works. But it's better to use the full name. Let me take a photo for... So this is our practice problem 4. Start reading the practice problem 5 if it is open in Blackboard. Let me just... Please read practice problem 5. And think the data is coming from which tables. You are retrieving the names of employees in department number 5, who are working in department number 5, who work more than 10 hours per week on the project product X. So we don't know the project number, we know only the project name. Now think here, forget about department number 5 for now. How will you know those employees who are working in project X? Is this the correct one? No. Yeah. Where is the project name? Where are number of hours which project an employee is working in? And of course we will need the employee table because we want to print the employee names. So which tables will be needed? So we need employee. How many hours an employee is working on any project is there in the works on table, but it only has project number. So project X is here. So the number is 1, but we will need this table also. So we need this, and we need the top table. And how we are going to join? Which order we are going to join? Can we directly join project with employee? Can we join this and employee table? Because there is no common column. Right? So you will first join that with this, and what will be our joining condition? SSN of employee table should be equal to ESSN on of works on table, and that will join this table and that table, and whatever be the result, we are going to join next with project table. And what will be the joining condition then? Project number of whatever is the result should be equal to P number of project table. So we need to join these three tables, and then what we are going to do? We only need those rows where the project name is project product X, and also at the same time we need those rows where the employee department number is 5. So that means we will need selection afterwards. Just concentrate little bit. And then finally we will need projection. Is that clear? Can you visualize three step? First joining of three tables. Then we will do the selection. And selection is only those where the project project is product X and the employee is working in department number 5. And then finally the projection. Okay, shall we start? It looks little complicated where we are joining more than two tables, but it's very straightforward because we are not doing like this physically. The system is doing for you. So as long as your join condition is correct, there will be no problem. Okay, so let's start doing the practice problem 5. So this is one way you can join all of them, or you can take first selection and then join. But let's stick to first join and then selection. Okay? But both will work. Now I am erasing this because I don't know whether I can make three tables here and I can join them together. I don't know. Is it possible in this much space? So just help me and visualize what we are doing. We will try to do step by step so that it will be clear what we are doing. So see here, we are joining employee table like we said before, and no outer join is required here, with works on. And our join condition is SSN of employee table should be equal to ESSN of works on table. This is the first join we have done. Right? So it will join all the employees with the related. So basically in the end, how many rows we will have? We will have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 rows. Although in the employee table we have less, but because it will match this, so the first employee SSN, for example, is ending with 7, 8, 9, and there are two rows with 7, 8, 9. So with the first row, two rows will be generated in the result because it will match with two rows. So in the result there will be two rows with the same employee details but with different project number and different hours. Right? So just try to visualize that how it will work. So this will be our result 1. Now what we need to do? We need to join this result 1. So result 1 will have how many columns? All the columns of employee. And we will have at the end, just imagine, three more columns, ESSN, project number and hours. So it will be that big with that many rows. Okay? And then we are joining result 1 with project table. And our joining condition will be, because P number is available on this join, should be equal to P number of project table. Right? So this will be our result U. Right? But it will have all the rows. And we are only interested in those projects where project is product X. Right? So next we need to do, we can have a single select statement, because if you go into the problem, there are two conditions there. Three conditions? Okay, let's see. Yeah, three conditions. The department number should be 5, the number of hours should be more than 10 hours, and the project name should be product X. So there are three conditions. We can write all three conditions together also. Let's try this time. So whatever is the result, we are taking the selection over this result. And what we are saying? Department number should be 5. And number of hours, if I remember correctly, that was the column name. Number of hours should be greater than 10. And project name is equal to product X. It should be all together. There was no space. That's why I have written like that. So all those rows where all these three conditions are true will be returned. Yeah, this should be result 2. That's correct. So we selected the rows which we wanted. Now we just need to take the projection. And what will be our projection? Just the names are needed. And this is our final result. Right? Let's try to write the same with SQL. Nothing different. The same thing will work here as well. Assuming the table names and the columns names are same in your table, then we are selecting first name. It's better to put the table names alias, middle name, E dot last name. From the first table we are selecting is employee, inner join. How did we join? You can forget, we can talk about first the join. We are inner joining with works on table. And our joining condition is employee.ssn should be equal to works on table ESSN. This is just one join. Whatever is the result, inner join again with what? Project table. We call it P, and this time the join condition will be w.pno, because the P number was only present in the works on table, equal to P dot P number. So basically here we have joined both of those two things. From table inner join with works on this condition, and the result will be inner join with project table on this condition. Okay? We need to do the where clause now. And what is that? Where department number was in the employee table. So E dot department number is equal to 5, and W dot number of hours should be greater than 10, and P dot P name should be equal to product X. And we selected the columns which we need. So this is our practice problem 5. Any questions related with this? Before executing this in MySQL, please check the name of the tables and columns. I am writing these query according to these tables. So maybe some of the column names may be different. But I am sure there is a works on table there as well. Okay. Because we have limited time, I am skipping the sixth one because it is similar to fifth one. You have to join three tables and find out something. So I am coming to where we are using the functions. And the next one is retrieve the average salary of all female employees. Do you remember how we were using the functions? Can you see here? These are the functions: sum salary, minimum salary, average salary from employees. Do you remember from last time? So this will give the average salary of all employees. But we want the average salary of only female employees. What we are going to do? And this is your table. We are almost there. Okay, I skipped it. Yeah. So all the employees are in employee table. No need for join. But you want the average salary of only the female employees. How you are going to see? First you need to select only those rows where the gender is female. Right? And then you will apply the function. So you need to first select those selected row where the condition is true, and your condition is the gender should be female, and then you will apply the function. Let's try to do it. It is practice problem 7, right? You don't need any join here. You just need a function. If the time will be there, I'll do the sixth also, but sixth is very similar to fifth one. So if there is no time, you can figure it out. All right, so what we are doing? We are taking the employee table and we are only selecting where the gender is F, right? Because that column specifies us who is female and who is males, right? So this is our result 1. Okay? Now on this result, only those rows will be there. And now we need to apply the function. And how do we write function? I'm not sure whether I made the same symbol, but almost similar. And then we need to do on result 1. Because if we use the original table, the average salary of all the employees will come. And this is our final result. Right? How do we do it in SQL? You saw functions, did you? Did you saw the functions? Not yet. Okay. So first of all, we need to select from employee, right? Do we need to select all employees or some employees? Some employees. So we need, whenever there is row selection, you need where. So where gender is female. This you have done, right? And now you need to do the average, and which will be select. Here we don't call it with full average, we call it AVG. And we are taking this average of salary. There is only one table, so there is no need to provide the alias here. So this is select average salary from employee where the sex of the person is female. And here we are doing it in two steps. So relational algebra helps you to divide a problem into small problem, and you know mentally what to do and what to do next. So this is our practice problem 7. Let me just, till then you can maybe read the next problem. We are almost here. Actually, I should have created a new presentation because the in-between is not needed. Okay. You didn't do the group by clause in SQL, right? But let's do it. Okay. Let me think first. Instead of this 8, maybe it will be much easier. Find the total salary spent, total salary of all employees for every department. First let's do this and then we will go there, because you are very well versed with the employee and department table, so it may be easier for you to understand then before going to the employee and project. Okay, so what we are doing basically here? No join is needed. Everything is in the employee table. Because we are doing for this problem. We are not doing that problem. Because that requires a join also at the same time. So I'm just trying to help you understand the group first, and then we can go to join and group together. I didn't think when I was writing that. Do you remember the grouping from Wednesday class? No. Okay. No worries. So with the... if we are using these aggregate functions like we used in the previous query, where what we did? We did the average salary. So if we don't use any group by or grouping, the whole table or whatever rows you have, it is treated as one group. So if I say, for example, find the sum of salaries of all employee, that means I will write it like that. This means all table is treated as one group, and this function will be applied to that group. So in the end, you will get just one answer, because it will be applied on the whole table. So for all the employees, their salary will be summed up, and you will get one single answer, right? But suppose if you want that for every department, what is the total salary? Then you need to make groups between these. So you will make the groups based on the similarity of department number values, isn't it? So you want to create groups like this, that all the employees who are working in department number 10 should be in one group, all the employees working in department number 20 should be in one group, and all the employees which are in 30 should be in one group. So if we want to know how much money is spent on salaries of every department, then we need to make those groups. And that we do it with the help of grouping function. And this function is there in the relational algebra as well as in SQL. Okay? So let's do first with the, for this problem, how to do that. So what we are doing again on the employee table, first we are creating the group, and group is made on department number. So here we made the groups according to the department number. Now it will return us as many values as there are groups. And for this data there are three groups. So we will get three values for whatever function we are using. Now you can use the function sum of salary, you can use average salary, you can use minimum salary, you can use maximum salary, or you can count the number of employees working in that department. So it will work on the groups now instead on whole table. So for example, for this question we need the sum of the salary. So we will write sum salary. So first the group will be made from employee table, and then we are taking sum of the salary. So result will be something like this. This will be your result. That column will come because you are grouping on that, and whatever is the sum of salary, that will come. How do we write this in SQL? Let's see if I have left any space anywhere. Okay, here. You are selecting from employee table, you are grouping by department number, and then you are printing the department number and sum of salary. Whenever you are using group by clause in SQL, you do need to remember something. In select, only the column which is specified in the group by clause can appear, or one of the aggregate function. You cannot write any other column name. It will give you an error. Because suppose if you write first name here, what will happen? There is three values for department number, there are three values for sum of salary, and how many values for first name? As many as there are employees. So it will be mismatch. So you can only use whatever columns in the group by or aggregate functions, nothing else. So this is grouping, and that is also used in the practice problem 8. But practice problem 8 also uses the join between. So it's a complicated form of this. Now come, what does it say? How much time do we have? Okay, we have 15 minutes and 3 problems. Okay, 5 minutes to each. For each project, list the project name and the total hours per week by all employees spent on that project. Now see the design. For every project, what was the question? Sorry. What was the question? For every project, we need to identify the total number of hours employee has worked on that, right? Which tables will be needed? Can we work with this only? Why not? We have the project number here. If we can group by project numbers here, and we can sum up the number of hours. If the project name is not required, then it's possible to do it here. If the project name is also required to be printed, then we need to first join and then do the group by and then print it. Right? But for now, let's assume that the project name is not required. Okay? So how will we do it? Which is the practice problem 8. We are taking from which table? Works on table. And we are grouping by project number. So basically, project number 1 together will make one group with these values. Project number 2 will make another group. I'll try to write some of them here so it will be clear to you. And I'm just changing the order of the column. So project number, hours, ESSN, which is not important for now. So 1 will come here, and the hours are 22.5, or is it 32.5? It's too hazy and small. And then it is 20. And then we have project number 2, and we have 7.5, 20 and 10. And similarly for 3, similarly for all others, right? So the groups will be formed like that. So we will have like this, the groups will be formed from that table, right? So that we are doing like this. And then what is needed? Sum of hours, right? So we will write sum of hours. So the result will be something like this. Project number, sum of hours, and every project number, every unique value of project number will come once, and then the sum of this, so it will be 52.5, it will be 37.5, and so on. Okay, how do we write it in SQL? Select, we will talk about what we are going to put later. We are selecting from employee table, and we are grouping by, sorry, not employee table. We are selecting from works on table, and we are grouping by project number. And we are selecting project number and sum of hours. It's exactly the same what we have done there. Group by here is this group by. Selection is from table this. And here it will automatically come. Here we need to write specifically. So this is our practice problem 8. Can you see, read the last two quickly? It's much easier than what we have done so far. Okay, list the name of employees who have no dependents. We have around 9 minutes. 4.5 for each. Okay. List the employees who have no dependents. I don't want to pass this time. Okay. In employee table, we have all the employees. In dependent tables, we have employees who have dependents. How will you find those employees who do not have dependents? Do you remember from relational algebra the minus operator? Union, intersection, difference? From Wednesday class? No? Okay. Can you see here? This is the operation. And examples are somewhere there in the slide. I hope you went on Wednesday. Maybe you don't remember. So basically, what does it do? Same like sets. If this is one set, this is another set, A minus B, whatever is there but not here. The same thing we are going to use. In employee table, we have all employees. And in dependent, we have those employees who have dependents. If we minus both of them, we will get the results. Right? So that we are going to do in this case. So this is practice problem 9. Now rest of the problems are about those set operations. But we need to, before applying that, we need to select the employee names as SSN. So we are taking SSN from employee table. And this will give us all employees. Right? And then from dependents table, I don't know whether there is a S or not, please check. We are selecting ESSN, which is employee with dependents. Right? So it will give us all the employees with dependents, because this we are selecting from dependent table. See that here? Just 5 minutes more. Thanks for your patience. We are quickly concluding. Okay, something is happening. Yeah. See here? In dependent table, we have all the employees with the dependents. So we are just taking these ESSN. And from there, we are taking all the SSN, right? And then what we are going to do, our final result will be all employees minus employee with dependents. How do we do it in SQL? This is the operator. Selects SSN from employee, select ESSN from dependent, and we are doing the minus between them. So here we can have the simple operator. Here we need to write minus. There is one more left. Let me see. It's similar to this. You can try to figure it out. If you can't, we can discuss next time. Because I think retrieve the names of employees who do not work on any projects. Go back to the tables. Yeah. List of employees, list of all the employees from employee table. List of employees who work on projects. And minus from these two, you will get the list of employees who do not work on any projects. So that is similar. Please try to work on it. We will meet on Wednesday. Is there an assignment submission nearby? No. It's very far now. Okay. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.